Hey, Giant fans, welcome to the Giant Insider Podcast. My name is Jerry Foley. I'm the senior editor of the Giant Insider newspaper. And with me, as always, is a beat writer, the heart of Giants Nation, Bick Truss. Woo woo. Dude, I can't even get the words out. I'm so excited. Chris Bisignano. Gotta ask you, buddy, are you excited for Sunday's game, pal?
Yeah, I am. Yeah. You know, it's a meaningful game, and now it's not even December anymore. Now January.
Yeah.
And you know, I know the records and all that stuff, but it is a meaningful game, and it could possibly be, a division-winning game.
Yeah.
You know, depending what if they win and what happens later on. So you know what? It's not like we're the Patriots here. Every year we go there with a 12-4 record, so
right.
It's something to be excited about. You know, no question about it. You know?
Yeah, man. As the week has gone on, and Happy New Year to everybody. Happy New Year to you, Chris.
Yeah,
I should
have
started out with that. Sorry, buddy.
Yeah.
I'm so excited to get going. In all honesty, I as this game gets closer, I'm pumped and I get more excited. And again, dude, 5-10. And last Sunday night, it was like, wow, we stink. But hey, look, the situation is what it is. We can get into the playoffs, and it doesn't take that much. It's a win, and then you got to hope that Washington loses. I can't even say hope that Philly wins. I got to say hope that Washington loses. It's easier to say. And then we're in the tournament, and then who the hell knows what could happen, right?
Yeah, plus, you know, if anybody's going to say, oh, I'm not going to be excited for a home playoff game, too,
right.
You know, because we were 6-10, I don't think that's reality. You know, I think people just, if anybody believes that, I don't know what to tell you, you know.
But, yeah.
Because I think if that scenario plays out, Jerry, and the Giants are playing next Sunday or Saturday at home,
yeah,
I think it's going to be pretty exciting times around here, no matter what the hell a record is, you know, so.
Yeah, and look, we'll get into it next week, but supposedly they're trying to allow fans at the Bills game. I wonder if that would change for the Giants. I have no idea. I don't want to get into that too much.
Yeah.
But you just wonder if that would be a scenario where they ease up a bit, maybe let 5,000 fans in, 5,000 nut jobs. And you know what? Got to make the playoffs first before you worry about that. But at least it's something that's on the table now. So I'm pumped for Sunday. I can't wait to see how this team reacts to really like three games in a row where they were just completely, I thought, outclassed. And we talked about it against an offense that, look, I knew how good that offense was, but then I watch your Bick sessions, as I think, I don't know, seems like, Chris, tens of thousands of other people watch them as well, based on the views. And I got a little, I guess I came back to earth, and it's, look, the Cowboys, their offense, when they're clicking, they you know, they have three stud receivers, and
yeah.
We have one and a half, maybe two corners, and it's going to present quite a challenge for this secondary, bud.
Yeah, look, you know, that's why I put it out there. It's like, okay, well, you know, this is what we're going against. And this is what they've been doing.
Yeah.
You know, it's not to, you know, make anybody feel like, oh, God, Chris, you know, we have no chance, which isn't true.
Right.
You know, but these, you know, I put it out there because this is what the Giants have faced and this is what they have been doing lately, you know?
Yeah.
Now, everything changes week by week. Like, Pat Graham is not going to play man cover one a lot like Schwartz did for some reason. Schwartz continued to play that defense, and he was getting roasted, you know?
So that covers one of the Twitter questions that somebody asked. And I, as soon as I saw it, I thought, you got to be kidding me. Like, there's – if you're ever frustrated with a Graham zone, well, get ready to be frustrated more because and rightly so, he should be playing zone all game. Go ahead, Chris. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I mean, that's what he's done all year. And, and that's what he's going to do again. Excuse me. That's what he's going to do again.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's not going to play a Schwartz-type defense a lot. So, but like you said, you know, these guys are real good. Last time the Giants played them earlier in the year, on October 11th, I believe, CeeDee Lamb really hurt them from the slot.
Yeah.
You know, so we'll see how Graham adjusts to that. Cooper on the other side, you know, Bradbury's going to be a lot of cover three, which I said numerous times. It's basically an off man. That's all it is. So Bradbury will be over there a lot on Cooper, you know, and then the Giants going to have to do something by a guy named, you know, it's Michael Gallup.
Oh.
For some reason, he gets the Giants.
He got the Eagles last week, too.
Yeah, last week he played really well. So he's going to be another challenge, you know, for them. And you know what's a little bit more of a challenge? I shouldn't say a little bit more of a challenge, Jerry, but something I've been noticed on film. It seems like Ezekiel Elliott is 100% now.
Yeah.
He seems like he's back and healthy. And I like the way he was cutting last week and the way he was running the ball. And Tony Pollard is very involved. So this is, look, how you get the Cowboys, get some turnovers and get some pressure, which you could because their young tackles out there are giving up a lot of pressure and they're giving up some sacks. So that's how you're going to have to get these guys. You're going to have to get in Dalton's face a lot. You have to make them force, you know, force some turnovers, you know.
Yeah.
And mainly, look, you're going to have to stop that run. Now, last week the Giants did. Now, this is a whole different animal, the way the Cowboys approach the run game. You don't have to worry about the pistol, Lamar, and all that, you know.
Right.
But they're going to have to stop Zeke, man. You know, if Zeke starts going in and he's getting chunks, it's going to be a long day for Blue, brother.
One of the other things you put on Twitter was the Cowboys are susceptible. Oh, my God. Susceptible. Wow.
Right.
I didn't even drink last night. Susceptible to the run. And yeah. I hope this is the week. It's like music to my ears when I read that, Chris. Yeah. I hope this is the week that we kind of stick to the run, no? Like, I mean, if we've complained in the past few weeks, at least I have, that the game gets out of hand quickly, so they got to go to the pass and our passing game stinks. This is the game where you would hope that Garrett would stick to the run and pound Gallman and Morris all he can, no?
Yeah, man, because they don't defend the run well at all.
Right.
You know?
Right.
You know, you look at them, even Jalen Smith, man, who I'm very high on.
In love with, maybe.
Yeah, you know, watching him, it's like, okay, Jalen, you know,
yeah.
You're getting 10 tackles the last few games, but they're 8 yards down the field, too. I mean, like, what are you doing out there? He's taking wrong reads, not getting off blocks. They go to 4-2 nickel all the time. They only play two linebackers, you know?
Yeah.
Van Der Esch looks like, I don't think he's going to play again.
Yeah.
Which means Joe Thomas has to jump back in, and he's only average at best.
Mm-hmm.
And they, you know, guys up front, man, they're just getting, you know, they're getting blown off the ball. I mean, you watch it on film, it's like, wow,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And they give up 160 yards a game on the ground for a reason, Jerry.
Yep.
This is week 15. It's just like, it's not like the Eagles went in and got 170. Okay, that's why the average is up. No.
Yeah.
You know, this is... Yeah. This is game 16, brother. There's a reason why they give 161 yards a game on the ground.
Yeah.
They're not good against the run.
Right.
You know? Now, against the pass, they're getting pressure. The difference with Cowboys last few weeks, they're getting some turnovers. That's been a big difference with them.
Yeah.
You know, last week, Jalen Hurts doing two bad interceptions. Yeah,
horrible interceptions. Yep.
You know, horrible interceptions, rookie mistakes, all that crap. And that really hurt them, you know?
Yeah.
But they're getting some turnovers, and they're getting some more pressure. Randy Gregory actually was phenomenal last week.
He was.
So he's a guy to keep an eye on. You know, obviously DeMarcus Lawrence, mm-hmm. You know, he's been a giant killer a little bit in the past. And they're going to have to do, you know, a good job, you know, giving Jones some time. And we'll see if Jones can get outside the pocket a little bit and run if he has to. He kind of hinted that he really can't. But mm-hmm. We'll see how the leg feels Sunday. You know?
Yeah, and by the way, hilarious tweet. You put it out first about Jones giving up a little too much. With his injury situation, you said, "Oh, it's your coach. You're gonna be happy about that." And then I think it was the next day, it came out that Judge was not happy with that. I laughed, man. I'm like, "Wow, talk about." And dude, I'm not kissing your ass here. I'm just saying, talk about knowing the pulse of this team. I laughed at that tweet as soon as it came out. I'm like, "He's right." And then the next day to see it, I'm like, "Oh, that's hilarious, man. Nice job by you."
No, thanks. Yeah, it was funny because as soon as it left his mouth,
yeah,
I said to myself, I was like, "Oh, Daniel, the Judge ain't gonna be happy with that."
Yeah, it's funny.
And sure enough, he mentioned that in the next day's presser.
Yep.
Judge had. Yeah, he was a little too much, a little forthcoming with that injury.
Yeah.
I'm sure we had a little chat with Daniel, like, shut your mouth. He hates talking about injuries, Jones. Hates every play. He says, we don't talk about that, you know, so.
Yeah, it's that Belichick-Saban thing, right?
Yeah, he's got them schooled with that. Like, no plays, you know, they don't even talk about it. They basically say, well, I asked the coach about it, or I'm fine. No, I'm working through it, you know, all that stuff. You know?
Yeah.
So, anyway, we'll see what Jones is like Sunday. A lot of people are hoping it's like a kind of like a possum type move, but he's going to come out and run about 3 zone reads in a row, right?
Yeah.
So we'll see. You know, I doubt it, but maybe the leg has been feeling better. Maybe he can do it. Maybe he can run a few. You know, you leave it all on the field, right, Jerry? I mean, you know.
Yeah, I mean, this is it. Like, leave it on the field. If you don't make it this week, then you're never going to make it. So go ahead. Just leave it out there. Go ahead. Right? I mean, what the hell?
Yeah, so we'll see. You know, it's always the health of the player too. But you know, it's that, you know, that mix they have to do. So we'll see what happens.
And Judge made that comment too. And that's, again, this is the human side of Judge that I like a lot. You know, he's like, I'm going to always take the side of the player's health over the game plan. And that's why I think the players respect, one of the reasons players respect him so much. One of the narratives that's coming out this week that I wanted to ask you about or get your opinion on is that this is going to be Daniel Jones deciding, like, this is going to be Daniel Jones' game to really make a statement, right? Like, everybody's saying, oh, and I've heard it in the media already. This is the game that Jones can step forward and kind of do what Manning did his last game in 2004, where he let a win against the Cowboys. That was a meaningless game, but got him, I think, to 5-11. And it could kind of, Manning took the next step the next year and went to the playoffs and all. I got to be honest with you, Chris. When I hear that, I think it's a little unfair right now. Like, for 16 weeks, we've talked about the many ills on this offense, the line, the lack of receivers, you know, sorry, Jason Garrett, limitations with the offensive coordinator. To say that this is Jones' chance, I don't know, man. I kind of feel like, don't set yourselves up for a huge disappointment, guys, because if he doesn't do it tomorrow or Sunday, my opinion about him doesn't change, no?
Yeah, I agree with you. Yeah. Now, where it will put a lot of doubt in people's minds, although a lot of people have doubt already.
Yeah.
But, you know, if he comes out tomorrow, Jerry, and he fumbles twice, oh, he throws interceptions, you know, he has a couple of turnovers, then people are going to be, you know, everybody's going to be going crazy again.
Yeah.
Like, this ain't the guy. But
yeah.
No, I don't think, you know, if they lose a game 24-17, I don't think that changes anything.
Yeah, I just think that narrative is a little overplayed right now. Like, Jones still doesn't have the weapons he needs, and the running game, they don't stick with it, and the offensive line is shaky. It's like, yeah. I mean, what are we expecting here? We expect him to throw for 4 touchdowns, and if he does, great, but it doesn't change my opinion on the kid, that's all.
No, and, you know, Jerry, like, you know, look, like, you'll see in the Giant Insider next week, the column I wrote, everybody, you know, he's the quarterback next year.
Yes.
Daniel Jones is the quarterback next year.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever narrative some people in the media might be trying to put out there, or whatever, you know, whatever it might be, but like you said, it's not going to change our mind. We know he's going to be the quarterback next year, right?
Right. Yes.
So I mean, so to me and you, Jerry, you know, other people, you know, they form their own opinions. That's, God bless them. That's their choice. But to me and you, it's like, okay, well, we know he's going to be here next year anyway, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Now, Jerry, no, don't get me wrong. You know, if he comes out tomorrow, throws 3 picks, or has an Eli-type day against the Vikings, 3 interception returns. Remember that day?
Yeah, 5 interceptions, 3 returned, yes.
Right. Then, look, it's only natural. Me and you, I'm sure, are going to be like, oh, my God. It's just, you know, we know he's going to be back, but, oh, God. I mean, what are we going to do here? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's going to be natural, you know. But, no, that shouldn't really change anything, you know. I understand what you're getting at. There is that narrative out there, but no.
Yeah, I think it's unfair to put this all on him. That's all.
It all on Jones. I mean, look, Jerry, we talked about last week. Can you really evaluate this whole season on Jones? Can you evaluate Jones and everything that's happened this year between offseason, COVID, offensive line play, receivers,
no,
the whole deal? You know, look at last week. I mean, you know, he had to throw the ball in the second half. He was getting killed.
Yeah.
And it was 6 sacks, Jerry. And I could have put on Twitter about 4 more. He just got rid of them before he got killed, you know?
Right, right.
So, I mean, you know, so, but going back to the Cowboys, you know, do they come out and they try to run the ball, establish the run? I would think they would, you know, but you could do both things on Dallas, but what's the strength more right now for the Giants? I would say probably Gallman and Morris than it is throwing the ball, right? So try to get that going, you know?
I don't even think it's close. I mean, have a good running game. You have a running back in Gallman that averaging over 4 a carry, I believe, in every game I see. Look at the stats. 12 rushes, 4.5 a carry. Okay, well, stick with it. You know, like I said last time, the score's not going to be 20-0 when kickoff occurs. So even if you go down 7, stick with the run for a while. Like, I'm not saying run every down, but stick with it more.
Yeah. Hey, look, Jerry, I'm a believer. You go down 14-0 in the second quarter.
Sure.
You know, there's plenty of time. You stick with your game. You stick with what you want to do.
Agree.
You know?
Agree.
Too many guys are panicked. They're, we got to throw it every down now. You know?
Right.
Why?
And sure as hell, stop throwing it on first down because you set yourself up for second and long.
Yeah, so,
with this offense.
I mean, you look at Dallas, man, and you know, the Eagles fell behind in the second half, so they had to wing it a lot. You know, Miles Sanders could have had 150 yards easy.
Oh, Doug Peterson, I talk about a frustrating. If you're a fan of the Eagles and you watch them, that's a frustrating coach because you have a good running game, and I mean, his pass to run ratio has to be 2 or 3 to 1. So.
Yeah. So. Yeah, so like I said, you know, it'll be interesting to see what Garrett does, you know, and maybe, you know, pound that rock, try to get that time of possession. I would hope that would be what they'd be looking to do when you look at Dallas on film. Like, that's what you should be doing, you know, and we'll say, you know. So, and the other end, like we just talked about, you know, you got to get some pressure on Dalton, got to get some hits on him because he's going to have all the time in the world like Lamar had last week to throw the ball. You know, there's three guys out there. Somebody's going to get open, brother.
Yeah,
you know, somebody's getting open.
Yeah.
And, you know, and you're going to have to be disciplined, Jerry. Technique-wise, Amari Cooper, I think I put that on Twitter, too. He's one of the best route runners in the game.
Yeah.
He will make you look like a fool if you're not sound.
Yep.
Technique-wise. I'll tell you that right now. He will make you look like a fool. And I did that on purpose. Like, you saw that guy falling down backwards. I'm like, what, are you kidding me? You know, so.
Yeah.
You know, but we have, you know, Bradbury's a sound guy, you know, so.
Real quick to what you said, I think it was the Cooper one. Somebody wrote in, Chris, I love your big sessions, but this is depressing.
Yeah, well, that's what I was saying, you know, I don't mean to be depressing.
Yeah, right.
You know, hey, look, like, you know, listen, not everybody, mostly everybody doesn't sit back and say, okay, let me look at what Dallas did last week. Let me look at their all 22, you know what I mean? So
yeah, right.
I'm just giving examples of, okay, look, you know, this is what we're going against, a big game, and this is what they've been doing and all that, you know?
Yeah.
So, but Cooper is really sound, and he's another guy hurts us too. He's sound in his routes. He's hurt us in the past, not the first game, but he could hurt you, you know.
Yep.
And you can't sleep on, you know, the tight end Dalton Schultz either, man.
No.
You know. So they like to do the screens, Jerry.
Yep.
They like to do the screens. They like the bubble screens.
Yeah.
They did it last week with Gallup, and he got a big game. You know, yep. So you got to be technically sound, man. You know, and Dalton's, you know. He's no Lamar, he's no Kyler, we know that, you know, but he can get out of the pocket and run too a little bit if he has to. And last week he did a zone read, totally fooled the Eagles.
Yeah.
And had a nice little chunk, you know, so not a game plan for, but still have to be aware of that too. You know, you can't just get out of whack rush lanes and let this guy run for 10 yards for first downs too either, you know, so.
No, but dude, this is exactly the scenario that we were afraid of when the Cowboys picked up Dalton, that he's a very capable backup. This isn't, no offense to him, Colt McCoy. This is a guy who could step in and win some games and, you know, potentially take him to the playoffs. He was a starter for so long. This was a great pickup for them. We said it the day Dallas got him, when they picked him up. Do you feel any safer if Andy Dalton's in the game than Dak Prescott? And the answer is no. And look, this is his chance tomorrow. You know, this is exactly why they got him.
Yeah, the guy could win a game for you, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's done it now for the Cowboys a few times, and he did it against the Giants.
Yep.
When he had to come off the bench, right?
Yep.
First, he was very rusty, like, oh, he's a, and then he hurt him. Now, last drive.
Yep.
So it's gonna be a challenge, you know. And you know, look, Jerry, if they get into the 20s,
yeah,
game over, right? The way the Giants' offense is played, I know they scored 34 on Dallas the first time, but can you? Anybody really say, all right, we'll get 34 again tomorrow, right? I mean,
right? If it's almost like if they score 20 points, it's an insurmountable lead. Like it's a too big of a mountain to climb for the Giants offense.
Yeah, I mean, Jerry, you know, that's the way you look at it. They get into the 20s. Okay, we're done because there's no confidence the Giants offense can get in the 20s. I mean, I felt they were going to get in the 20s against Arizona 3 weeks ago. And Arizona's defense really wasn't playing well going into that game, and the Giants couldn't move the ball on them.
Yeah. Yep.
Right?
Yep.
You know? Cleveland, the same thing. I know it was McCoy, but, you know, let's not act like McCoy. The Browns are a 75 Steeler defense. Come on, you know?
Right.
Could, you know, and they didn't execute. They had chances, didn't execute and all that. So,
yeah.
But the point being, Cowboys get 24, 27 points Sunday. You look at it and say, well, we're not winning this game. Not with what we're doing out there, right?
Yep, absolutely. In this game, if you win the coin toss, what do you do? Yeah.
Jerry, I think that's a given, right?
No, I know.
Defer, right?
Yeah, right.
Yeah. I like to see Judge Shocker, like, oh, we'll take the ball.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, my God. What, Joe? Going to march down the field and run the ball? No kidding. Wow. All right.
But if he didn't defer it against the Ravens' red-hot offense, I'm sure he's not going to defer it Sunday.
Right. Right.
I'm sorry, Jerry.
Take it.
I'm
take
sure
it.
He's
yeah,
going to
defer
it Sunday.
Yeah, he's going to defer it. Yeah. I know what you meant. All right, buddy. Anything else before we get to picks? Anything else about this game that you want to cover?
Obviously, the breaking news this morning, Dave DeGuglielmo, the offensive line coach, tested positive for COVID.
Yeah.
All right, so he'll be isolated. Ben Wilkerson, the assistant, will be running the show there Sunday.
Yep.
A couple other coaches, somebody on the staff, coaches/staff, they're isolated. Judge just told us a little while ago there's no players that have tested positive so far. So now everybody's, you know, they're going to practice today, but everybody's, you know, social distancing and all that. And breaking news out of Dallas, one player, I don't know who it is yet, one player tested positive today, and they went virtual. So we'll see where that goes now, you know?
We were saying it before we jumped on this. It's amazing that it's gotten this far and the success rate that the NFL has had now with all this.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's amazing that they're getting this whole season in. It really is, man.
Yeah.
You know, so it's a credit to them and credit to the players and the organizations that have tried their best. Obviously, there's been a few outbreaks. Obviously, there's been schedule changes, but they, you know, all these teams, all 17 weeks are getting in, and it looks like the playoffs will be, you know, going to get in. And so it's quite an accomplishment for something we thought really back last April and May was not going to happen.
And there were a few weeks ago when all the Ravens had the breakout. You just thought, man, this is going to get ugly fast. And to the NFL's credit, they pulled it off, man. I thought a few weeks ago they were gonna dial it back a bit, or they could end the season when I think it was how many Ravens got it. I mean, it was crazy. So,
yeah. So the a couple of days away, it's gonna get in, and playoffs.
excuse me.
You all right?
Yeah. I tried to hit mute and I slipped.
Yeah. So, that's where we're at.
All right, buddy.
Anything else to the Cowboys? It looks like, as far as the Giants, it looks like Kyle Fackrell looks like he's going to give it a go Sunday.
And that's good. We need someone to seal the edge.
Yeah, I mean, you look for Ezekiel and Pollard to attack those outside, you know, outside the tackles, man, because that killed the Giants last week, too.
Yeah, I'm just excited. Forget about his pass rushing, which I'm excited about. Just the fact that he can somewhat seal the edge better than anyone else they have right now. So no more David Mayo on the outside, guys. Never again. Yeah.
So Fackrell will help, but, you know, he should be back Sunday. He'll help, you know.
Yeah. And Pettis was getting more time now this week.
Yeah, I think Mac kind of got thrown in the doghouse there after that drop.
Yeah.
So Pettis, you know, he got some work in, and expect to see him from the sounds of Thomas McGahee on with us on Zoom the other day. Looks like, you know, you're not going to see him in a return game, though. You know, it looks like it's going to be Lewis and, of course, Pappas. You know,
well, he had a lot of punt returns in college, but not so much kick returns, right? Like, he never turned kicks in college. I think I don't know how many he had in the pros, maybe one. But he was really a good punt returner in college.
Yeah, but it seems like they're going to stick with Pappas, Jerry, you know?
Yeah, that's fine. It's like, you don't need an upgrade there. You need an upgrade on the kickoff return with Deion Lewis, so.
Yeah. So, you know, McGahee basically says, you know, they're going to stick with Lewis to the end, so.
I did an end of season grades, and I compared Deion Lewis to Shane Vereen. I think it's like the same player. Like, you thought you had something here.
Yeah.
Not good at kick returns. You know, he's okay in the passing game, and he is what he is. He's an average. He's an okay player. Like you say, he's a nice player.
I thought they would get a lot more production out of him, Jerry.
Yeah. Right.
Especially in the pass game. You know.
Yep.
And it hasn't been there. So a little bit of a disappointment. You know, when they signed him, I said, oh, we got a nice third down back. You know, you could get some, you know, can move the sticks in the pass game, but hasn't helped, you know.
But that that adjective now is part of my vernacular when I talk about players on the Giants.
Whoa, man!
He's a nice player, not impact. He's nice. There you go.
A little bit.
I'm a thesaurus, buddy. All right.
Stockton graduate.
Yes, there it is.
Education really came in.
There it is. Yes, Stockton, you baby. All right. All right, I'm down five. Pick segment, right? We'll do our commercial after the pick segment. I pick the Giants every week. It's killing me now, right? And I know not to, and I'm still picking them. So, all right, down five. Here we go. Ready?
Yep.
Sunday at 1, Vikings at Lions, Chris.
I'll go with Minnesota.
I'll go Lions because I need to catch up. But again, this is when I could flip a coin. Falcons at Bucks.
Tampa.
Yeah, me too. I can't. I'll lose that one. Here's a good one, actually. A lot better than we would have thought earlier in the year. Jets at Patriots.
Yeah, imagine that.
Right?
Wow. Jets at Patriots. You know what? I'll go with the Jets to win 3 in a row.
I'll go Pats just to catch up. But yeah, I actually like the Jets in this one, but I'll go Patriots.
Well, if you would have said this in August, right?
Crazy, right? Crazy.
Yep.
The Pats, they got to go. They're going to go quarterback in round one, no?
Yeah. I would imagine, man. Yeah, they're not coming back with Cam.
No.
And Jarrett Stidham, they basically gave up on him too. So.
Oh, did you see some? Did you watch that game? Did you see some of his passes the other night?
Yeah. Well. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Actually, somebody kind of whispered in my ear about Stidham up in New England. They're ready to move on from him.
I think that's a smart move, dude.
Yeah.
Wow. And good for the Bills, by the way. And speaking of the Bills, Dolphins at Bills.
Yeah, you know what? Miami needs it, and Buffalo's probably going to rest guys. I'll go with Miami.
Yeah, Fitzpatrick came down with COVID, right?
Oh.
Fitzpatrick. came down with COVID.
Yeah, but I'll still go with Tua in Miami because I think Buffalo's going to be resting a lot of guys, so I'll go with Miami.
We'll go with the Bills. I mean, I could fall back like 13 this week. Steelers at Browns, still in the 1 o'clocks.
Cleveland needs it. Pittsburgh's resting, guys. I'll go with Cleveland.
Steelers it is. 1 o'clock, Ravens at Bengals. I guess we'll both take the Ravens on that one.
Yeah. Baltimore needs it. Yep.
Baltimore needs it, and they're playing the Bengals. 4 o'clock, Jaguars at Colts.
Oh, please.
Yeah.
You want to go Jaguars?
No, I think we'll go Colts. I lost that one last week. That was a smart pick by me. Colts. Titans at Texans, Chris. Titans it is, right? Titans, not even worth the discussion. Here's a good one. Cardinals
at... No,
I can't be stupid. Cardinals at Rams, 425.
I'll go with Arizona.
I will go with the Rams. Hoping you go over this week.
There you go.
I'm just, let me pick first because it's unfair to just pick a different team. There's still five games left. Saints at Panthers. I will go with the Panthers at home.
I'll go with the Saints.
Yep. I figured you were going to. Packers at Bears. I got to go with the Packers here. I don't want to be irresponsible.
Yeah, I'll go with the Pack too. Hold on a second. No. The Bears need that game, right? Hold on.
Yeah.
The Packers are playing for anything? The number one seed?
I don't think they've sewn up the number one seed.
They haven't clinched it yet, right?
I don't think so, no.
All right, so I'll stick with the Pack.
It's funny, when like the Giants are 9-7, 10-6, I'm looking at all the seeding. Now I'm like, I know what the Giants have to do to get in. Everything else, like, yeah, whatever, guys. If we get in and play, I don't care if we played Green Bay week one. It's like, dude, whatever, get in. I could care less. Chargers at Chiefs. I'll go with the Chiefs.
Oh, I'm sorry, Jerry. Go ahead.
I'll go with the Chiefs. Yeah. Okay. You going with the Chargers?
Yeah.
Okay. Is this mercy or you just really believe the Chargers win?
Well, the Chiefs are playing for nothing and they're resting half the team.
Yeah.
And the Chargers are playing well. That's the only reason why I like them.
That's what I was going to say. It's kind of you. Seahawks at 49ers. I will go with the Seahawks.
Seahawks clinched the division, right? I'll go with the 49ers. You going to Seattle, you said?
Yes. Yeah.
Man, you could really gain ground here, bro. You
or be down like 30.
You could make a big comeback.
A lot of games Sunday. I'm not used to this. So many games Sunday. Yeah. Thank God. Raiders at Broncos. I will go with the Broncos at home.
I'm going to go with them.
I mean, the Raiders. Dude, the other night, like you said, go for the touchdown, John. What are you doing?
Yeah.
Bit him.
I mean, 3 years now, no playoffs. Oh. That embarrassing loss, and what? You're going to, only John Gruden could come back. Any other coach would be fired.
Right. Right.
And they gave this guy a 10-year deal. Or maybe in 10 years he could make the playoffs once.
All right. Second most important game of the week, Washington at Philly. I will go with the Philadelphia Eagles.
Okay, I'm going to go with Washington.
All right. And last but not least, Dallas at New York. I'll let you go first in this one.
Why? I thought you were going first.
Because I don't know who I'm picking in until you pick. I'm gonna go Giants again. I'll go down fighting with. I'll go down with the ship. The matchup.
I'm going to go with Dallas.
I think it's a smart pick, Chris.
Oh, I don't know. We'll see.
All right. Now, come on. Let's go, Giants. But, yeah. So we're done. According to your picks, 4 o'clock, we put the season to bed. According to my picks, we have to wait till...
Who knows? What do you mean? You don't know.
I know. I'm just saying. We'll see what happens. All right, dude. Before we get to our Twitter questions, a word from our sponsor, MyBookie. Between the NFL and college football, there's no shortage of games to watch. And with thousands of lines available on all your favorite sports and events, you can turn your game day into payday, baby, with MyBookie. If you're the type of guy who likes to back the big favorites, consider putting a couple in a parlay for a much bigger payout. Not only do parlays make meaningless games exciting, but more importantly, they give you a chance to turn ordinary bets into a real moneymaker. And don't forget the underdogs. They have a ton of value. The thing about the NFL is that underdogs are never really dogs on Sunday, and the Jets are living proof of that. Every team truly has a chance to win, and you do too. Game spreads, championship futures, and player prop bets. It's never too late to get in on the action and start turning your sports knowledge into actual cash in your wallet. Sign up at MyBookie, and when you do, use our promo code GIANT to claim a deposit match dollar for dollar all the way up to $1,000. It's a bonus designed to give you a little help and a head start in your winning season. That's promo code GIANT for you to claim your bonus when you make your first deposit. Stacked UFC cards. As you know, the presidential prop bets, but you can't bet those anymore because that's over. All the major sports and more. Sign up today to begin your winning season exclusively at MyBookie. Again, guys, promo code GIANT. And we are back. All right, dude. A lot of good questions this week, as usual, but I don't know if these guys stepped it up a notch. I liked a lot of these.
Playoff time, man.
Playoff time. Everybody's up in their game.
Everybody's up in their notch.
All right, first one up, we're going to go with Rich Savner. In 2021, do you see the Giants continuing to rotate offensive linemen, or will they settle on the traditional alignment of five starters? And how successful has it been to rotate linemen this year, do you think? Happy New Year, hashtag Buffoon Crew. Thanks, Rich. I'll let you take that, Chris. Is that something that Judge got from Belichick, and will they continue to do it? And do you like it?
Well, he definitely got it from Belichick, but I see more of a traditional next year.
I do.
And the advantage that he got to see a lot of guys, mm-hmm. It wasn't like this Pro Bowl is he rotating, okay?
Yeah.
You notice Kevin Zeitler didn't get rotated, right?
Right, good
Nick
point.
Nick Gates didn't get rotated.
Yeah, good point.
So the guys he rotated was a little bit of Thomas, right? That ended when he played better.
Yeah.
Hernandez and obviously Lemieux and obviously the right tackle spot. He, you know, rotated and got a good look and all that. So, but I, you know, when guys come in, whoever plays those positions next year, and he'll, you know, it'll be Judge saying, okay, these are our guys, and I don't expect that next year. No, I don't. Maybe here and there, but not like this year.
Yeah, the way I see it, dude, if they had, you know, Deal, McKenzie, O'Hara, Soibert, and Snee, they're not rotating. They're going with that one all year long. So, Rich, good question. But hopefully it's a little more stable next year and doesn't have to do that. Mardukas, how much will Notre Dame lose by today? Jerk.
No, considering Mardukas that I think Michigan State finished about 2-9.
Nice. You know the avatar. Good job by you, Chris.
I wouldn't be talking about anything about Notre Dame. I mean, Michigan State was an embarrassment this year.
Nice.
In fact, they've been an embarrassment for a while.
Nice job.
I hate to say, you know, I got to rub it in Banks' face a little bit, but you know, they have been an embarrassment.
Yeah.
So let's not go there, Mardukas.
That's such a good response. All right. Let's see. Sound New York at G-Man Fan. Happy New Year. You too, guys. This game is going to be one in the trenches. Who are your key matchups? The last time they got us with the stunts. Do you see more Hernandez or do they stick with Shane due to how bad they are against the run? Meaningful January football, baby. Hashtag Buffoon Crew. Do you think that changes with Shane Lemieux and Will Hernandez this year?
You'll see Shane with the majority of the snaps again.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, if it didn't change last week when they had to throw a ball every down, you know, it's not going to change this week. Listen, Lemieux's better on a run than Hernandez. There's no question about it.
Yeah.
You know, and he's better at pulling. He's more athletic than Hernandez when he pulls.
Yeah.
You know, Hernandez has got him on, you know, just a straight up pass pro. He's got him. But look for Lemieux more. You know, he's a better run blocker, and you'll see him. Will Hernandez get snaps? I'm sure last week he got, 10? I guess you'll see some of that
10.
Again.
Yeah, it was 10. Yeah.
I think you'll see some of it again, but no, it's going to be Lemieux again. You know?
I think it was 54-10.
Yeah. Something like that, right? Yeah, it was pretty bad. Yeah. Well, pretty bad for Hernandez.
I think you pointed it out, and then it was in the game stats, and I'm just like, wow, that's, less than 20%.
Telltale sign, right, Jerry?
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Good news at good news. This is a good question because I kind of referred to it last week. Hey guys, do you think this game will affect Mara and Tisch's decision with Gettleman, or do you think they probably already know what they will do? Thanks.
Yeah, I think they know what they're going to do. You know?
Yeah, but I, that's a good question because last week I'm like, I, for me in my head, that's funny, man. Last year I thought they should have cut the Band-Aid, right? Ripped the Band-Aid off, rather. And all he's done this year is really upped his status with the draft and free agency. So the organization's going in the right direction. So whatever they decide, they've decided already. But in my own mind, it's like, well, he's improved his status kind of this year, I think. For as much as I know a lot of Gettleman haters will not want to hear that, you can't argue with the free agent pickups and the draft. So it is what it is.
And they really like Jones, Jerry.
And that's
Gettleman's pick.
And you know what, Chris? So the Washington...
It buys him. I know the record's not there and all that, but, you know, I think everybody feels this organization's heading in the right direction. I think Mara feels Gettleman's batting average improved with the free agency and some of the kids he drafted. And, of course, Jones, they really like. So that gets Gettleman back.
And you know what? They passed on Haskins, and look what happened there. And they went with Jones, and it was a 99.9% of the nation did not like that pick. And really, one organization liked it. And you can't argue right now. That was the better pick of the two, and I'm not that you compare the whole thing to Haskins, but he was the guy that everybody was talking about, and they went, well, I think the right pick. So that's got to
help. Why, something happened with Haskins?
Yeah, I know, right? Yeah, slightly. Joey Z at Molten Central.
Jerry, all kidding aside, just quickly.
Yeah.
Imagine that, dude. Number one pick. They thought he was a franchise quarterback. He's gone. Released.
And guys, I'm a buffoon. I liked him. I liked him a lot.
Released, Jerry.
Released.
Unbelievable, right?
Released. Unreal. Crazy.
Look, Jerry, to defend you, dude, a lot of people loved his skill set.
Yeah.
The problem with Haskins was not his skill set, Jerry.
Right.
It was his head.
Right, I know.
He doesn't want to work. Look, do you remember the beginning of last season when I said, yo, somebody just whispered in my ear coming out of Washington saying this kid's a dog. He doesn't want to work. Do you remember me telling that last year?
Yes, and before that, right after the draft, when you heard whispers about him charging for the draft party.
It wasn't whispers, it was a fact.
Right, and he was basically trying to build his brand, and you just thought, oh, no. Uh-oh.
Yeah, that wasn't whispers. He put it on Instagram. Yeah. Everybody knew about it.
So shouting.
What?
So it was shouting then, right. Not even whispers.
No, it was whispers. He made it plainly known, you know?
Yeah.
And I told you last year, somebody told me out of Washington that this kid's a dog. He doesn't want to work. That's why Gruden never put him in, you know?
Yeah.
And then he was kind of forced to put him in when they were losing.
Yeah.
And then, you know, this year, you know, benched. He had a play because of injuries. And Ron Rivera tells him after the strip club incident, Rivera, you know, who's it takes a lot to get him pissed off, right?
Yeah, right.
He launched him.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, so Jerry, you know, defend everybody. You know, I hate to say that. Like, you know, one of them, like, oh, I'm a buffoon for saying. Well, dude, guess what? You didn't know what kind of work ethic the kid was going to have when he got in there, right?
Yeah.
I'm talking about you, Jerry.
Yeah, right. Right? No, I had no idea.
You know, I mean, nobody knew the kid was going to be a dog. No, forget about the draft party. How about the time that somebody took a picture of him on the bench when a coach was talking to, I think it was right. Case Keenum.
Yeah.
And Haskins was like looking the other way like he was bored. Remember that?
Yep.
Right then. I remember when I saw that.
I think you tweeted it and wrote, uh-oh, or something like that.
Yeah, I did. I saw that. I was like, oh, that's not good. Right?
Yep.
So
it's amazing, Chris, with these quarterbacks, right? And Gleason wrote a good article this week. Like, you just don't know. I know, the movie Moneyball, like the analytics are over the top. But in that movie, when Brad Pitt says, you scouts, you just don't know. You sit across from the table and you say you know and you don't. And I just thought of that, like, you really don't. You just don't know until you get the guy in and then see their work ethic. You're like, all right, we got our guy, or, oh, shit, this is going to be bad.
Look, Jerry, you know, the good scouts, the good organizations, they just get more hits than misses.
Right.
But don't get me wrong, even Ozzie Newsome's and all those guys, they've had a ton of misses too.
Yep, they have.
I'm not talking about just quarterback position. I'm just talking about overall.
Yeah, you know? Right. I agree.
You know? Yep. So it's not an exact science, because you don't know what's going to be in a kid's head, how the kid's going to react when he gets into the building. You know, a lot of these kids, you know, they're the big man on campus. You know, they got all the girls and they're the rock star and all that.
Yeah.
Then they come into an NFL facility and some 6-year veteran spits in his face, going, get out of my face, man. You know,
a good example. Your buddy Banks, right? He walked into the locker room, introduced himself to Carson and Taylor, and they were like, well, what the hell? You know, we have a lot of linebackers here, pal. What are you going to do?
Yeah. I mean, here's Banks, one of the highly touted linebackers, and his first words out of Carson's mouth is like, what are you doing here?
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
We don't need you, right?
Crazy.
So the point being is that, you know, these kids, they come into these facilities, some of them in their buildings, and these guys with families, They look at him like, yo, get out of my face, rookie. You know what I mean?
Yep.
You ain't shit to me until you prove it.
Yep.
You're not back on campus, brother, where you're walking around with, you know, nine girls on your arm and they think you're, you know, and you're walking around like you're John Bon Jovi, like a rock star, you know?
Right.
Over here, you're crap until you prove it to us. And one of the ways you have to prove it, Jerry,
yes,
when you get drafted, especially if you're a quarterback, you got to work your butt off, dude.
Yeah, first in, last out.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
You got to work. You got to show your teammates. Guys have been in the league 3, 4, 5 years, which is like an eternity in the NFL, 5 years, right?
Yep.
The average is, what, 3, and you're done?
Yep.
All right? You got to prove it. You got to show, hey, I got a family, man. And we need to win here. And you come in with that dog attitude like, yeah, here I am. How you doing, guys? I'm the man. They're going to laugh at you, brother.
Yeah. It's a good point.
They're going to laugh at you. Back in the day, when they had two-a-days, they would kill you in practice, okay? Right. So, you know, that, you know, so, you know, it seems like to me a kid like Haskins had that attitude and very immature. And you're not going to last long in this league, dude, because you look at, when you study, I don't want to go on a rant here, Jay, but
no,
when, you
it's fine.
When you study in college a defensive game plan, coordinator's game plan against you, say Ohio State against Michigan State, Mardukas, okay? All right, say, what are you looking at? You're looking at 2-3 different coverages, yeah, maybe some different things in a red zone. You're not studying. When you come to the NFL, brother, and you're facing these coordinators, you got to study 1,000 different things for every different scenario.
Right.
You're not in college anymore, brother.
Yeah.
It's a totally different animal in the NFL.
Yeah.
And these guys adjust after a series. In the NFL, colleges, most guys, they'll stick what they want to do for half or two. In the NFL, you might get a different look in the next series, okay?
Right. And look, guys, I think, and the whole reason that we're talking about this, I think, is Gettleman passed on Haskins for Jones, and he got murdered for it by a lot of us, and the Lewis Riddicks, the Chris Carters. I mean, these guys were relentless with how the hell could you make that decision. Dwayne Haskins himself laughed at the pick, but that's something that Gettleman can fall back on and say, hey, I chose the right quarterback in that draft. You needed a quarterback. You wanted me to come in. And again, this is from someone who thought the Giants should have moved on last year. But look, he came in, tried to build around Eli, didn't work. 2019, he drafted the right quarterback in that draft. So he falls back on that, man. Could have made a much worse decision if he took Haskins. So that's that. Anything else, Chris? I'm sorry.
No, that's it. Yeah.
All right.
Covered well.
Nice job by you, buddy. Joey Z at Molten Century 81. You know this past year was crazy when Jerry has to become a diehard Eagles fan for 3 hours. If the Giants win, how far is Jerry willing to go for an Eagles win? Would he rather wear an Eagles jersey or sing their stupid fight song after a touchdown? Hashtag buffoon crew. Dude, if they win, I'll never wear Eagles, but I will text my Eagle fan buddies and be like, you know, fly Eagles fly and all that and be rooting for them. So yeah, hey, listen, you know, the enemy of my enemy is my friend right now. So if the Giants win, I want the Eagles to pull it off. So I'll be rooting very hard for them. I'm not going to wear an Eagles jersey, but hey, I'll get into it. So.
And Jim Schwartz already made a speech to his defense we're not having no team celebrate a division title on our field, you know?
Oh, that's
so
good.
If anybody's wondering about, oh, the Eagles looking at the light, you know, it's the end of the year. Are they thinking about, you know, getting in a car and heading off to the offseason? Well, that's not the way Peterson and Schwartz are taking it. They're going to be ready to play and trying to win Sunday night.
Rex Ryan said, if Dallas wins, there's no way the Eagles will win so that Dallas can win the division. But no, that's good to hear. That's good to hear that Schwartz said that. That's awesome. Good stuff. Brian Porres, he's the Duke guy. He always says, go Duke. What's your read on the fan base's take on Jones? To me, it seems divided into three camps, four against and undecided. I think he's the most polarizing figure outside of Dave Gettleman with Giants fans, but I do believe more Giants fans like Jones than dislike him. Would you agree with that or no, Chris?
I agree with that. Yeah. I would say more like him than dislike him.
Yeah.
You?
Yeah, no, definitely. I think so. I think it's like 60-40 right now, at least, that more Giant fans like him and would rather not have to draft another quarterback in the first round next year and build around him and give this kid a chance. So. Agent X, it's 6:30 a.m. on New Year's Day right now. What are you doing up? Oh, I sent out the questions. My dog's waking me up very early. So seriously, though, if the Giants move on from Garrett, would you be okay with Kitchens as the replacement? Who would benefit Jones' improvement for next year, hashtag Buffoon Crew. Would you be okay with Kitchens if they move on from Garrett, Chris?
No, not really. No, I'd rather go outside the organization, bring some of a college guy or something like that. Or maybe he thinks very highly Shiplinski, the quarterback coach.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
Promote him. That's happened a lot. You know? I'm not afraid of Kitchens fan, Jerry.
Yeah. You never were.
Yeah, I would not want to see that. No, I wouldn't.
Now, here's a really good question from Calvin T. It's related to Garrett. What's the biggest reason why the lack of offensive talent argument applies to excusing DJ's underwhelming season, but does not apply to having Jason Garrett's job? To saving Jason Garrett's job. Hashtag buffoon.
Because it's your job as a coordinator to get the guys in the right position.
Exactly.
It's Jones's job to play with the less than mediocre offensive line and giving him time at times no chance.
And you know what? We have a coordinator on this team who does more with less. His name's Patrick Graham. For the most part, there's three or four positions you need to upgrade on the defense, I think. Patrick Graham, we may get frustrated with zone, but we get why he does it. Because you have Isaac Yiadom as your second cornerback, and you have a rookie in Holmes who's getting better as your slot guy, right? They have had millions of issues at that second corner position to where they're starting Isaac Yiadom. But I've never walked away from a game and said Patrick Graham lost that game. But when I watch the Giants offense, they don't play to their strength. We've said it. They don't run the ball nearly enough. And like you said, dude, it's his job to put them in position to be successful. Hey, if they stuck to the run and couldn't do anything and then pass, it's like, okay, what's Jason Garrett got to work with? But you cannot be 31st in the league and not have your job in danger. That's just the reality of it.
Yeah, that's the reality of it right there.
Right.
Now, it's not all Garrett. We've said that numerous times on this podcast. It's not all Garrett. But when you're 31st in the league, slightly ahead of the Jets, that's it. Bottom line, I know you have no Saquon and all that, but think of it this way, Jerry.
Right.
Even if Saquon didn't get injured, do you think the Giants would be like 13th in the league in offense?
No, I think they'd be 28th.
I mean, come on. You know what I mean?
Right.
They'll move up a few. I get it. You know, Saquon would add a different element. I understand that. But it's not like, don't think we're going to be a top 10 offense if we had Saquon. Are you kidding me?
No way. No.
So it's a combination of a lot of things, man, including Jones's part two at times. Don't get me wrong.
But
you just said, when you're 31st in the league,
right?
People are going to want to know why.
Yeah. And two things. We have a coordinator who does more with less, okay? And the other thing is, how good was Jason Garrett's offense in Dallas when he had the best offensive line in the league, weapons all over the place? 10th? I mean, if you look at the – I don't know. I'm pretty sure they were in that 10th area. They weren't 1, 2, or 3. No?
Well, they were, I don't remember. They were 8th. I don't remember exactly. Yeah. They were high. They were high as far as top 10, 12, whatever. But
with all that talent, all that talent, right.
They had a ton of talent.
Right. This isn't Paul Brown or Bill Walsh, okay? He's not – there's no – he's not an NFL innovator here, okay? So
– it's what we're saying, too. It's not all Garrett, right? There isn't – the offensive line, except for one little stretch, hasn't been good either, right? Right.
Yep.
So it's not all Garrett. We get it. But the point still is, the 31st averaging under 300 yards of offense a game in today's NFL, it's not something you want to put on your resume. That's it. That's all I'm saying.
Yep.
Hey, look, Jerry, Jason Garrett might be out of here anyway, dude.
Right.
For the people who want him out, he might be a head coach. Trust me.
Yeah.
He's going to get interviews probably, dude.
Yeah.
Because you know what? His record in 10 years in Dallas is impressive.
Yeah.
Now, no matter how you feel, if it was Garrett, it was coordinators, it was talent level, the redheaded clapping didn't do crap at all, people are going to look at that record and say, well, you were 81-62, whatever it was, something like that, whatever the hell it was, right?
Right.
It was over 500 by a lot, though, right?
Right.
And you're going to look at it and go, well, let's bring him in here, you know? Yeah, you kind of got that sense when he was asked yesterday about head coaching positions and what they expect interviews and anybody reach out. Or like, you kind of got that little sense yesterday, like, whoa. Don't be surprised if somebody brings him in. I wouldn't be shocked, Jerry, if somebody hires him. Trust me.
Right.
Would you be surprised with that?
No, but relieved, yes. But no, I wouldn't be surprised.
No, that's a whole other issue. I'm just talking about him.
Yeah.
He might be moving on anyway.
I wouldn't be surprised if Garrett or Graham got jobs. Unfortunately, I don't want Graham to leave, but, so. Excuse me. Run, Bob, run. After watching the 1981 Cowboys game, I'm wondering if you guys were in the Bruner over Sims camp. The Giants seem to be, and lots of fans too, including me. Big fan of the podcast. Thanks for what you bring each week. Hashtag Buffoon Crew. Chris, do you remember if you liked Bruner more than...
Yeah, I did. Yeah. I liked Bruner at the beginning over Sims. I did.
Don't worry. Parcells did too. So
I'm with that guy, and so did Parcells, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, yeah, we were down on Sims, man. Big time.
Yeah, couldn't stay healthy.
We were down on Sims, you know?
My first year was 83, really remembering every game. And I just, so I didn't have a horse in that race. I just saw Scott Bruner was our quarterback and this guy Sims was on the bench. So I can't answer that question, but I remember my father specifically saying, get Sims out of there. He stinks. So there you go.
Yeah. Yeah. We do a lot of interceptions, a lot of bad, you know, it was a rocky start for Phil, man.
Yep. And thank God we stuck with him. It worked out nicely.
Yeah, worked out pretty good. Yeah.
Here's a really good question, Chris. New York and LA. If you guys had a choice of receivers based on talent, fit with the team, and cap space, who would you choose between Robinson, Galladay, Godwin, or Smith-Schuster?
Allen Robinson.
Really?
Really.
Nice. No. I'm surprised.
Why are you saying that?
It was either him or Smith-Schuster, I figured, and I didn't know which way you'd go.
Now, you know what? You know what? Allen Robinson. Robinson's the number one guy.
He's a bona fide one outside receiver.
Juju last year, I know Ben got hurt, but when he had to be the number one, true number one last year, didn't play like a true number one. Now, don't get me wrong. I know Ben didn't play and all that, but no, I would take Robinson.
Yeah, I agree. Robert Allen, we'll go two more. Happy New Year, buffoons. Three-part question. We'll see here. Your best guess, will they be able to re-sign Gallman?
Well, I don't know.
If not, do they address running back two in the draft or free agency? And what's your ideal scenario at running back if you were GM? So it's funny. I kind of alluded to this in my column this week. He's earned a second contract in the NFL, so congrats to Gallman. I just don't know, with having to sign Williams, trying to keep Tomlinson, just signing Logan Ryan, and all the free agents they might have to pick up, whether it be receiver, edge rusher, and the cap going down, I don't see how they're going to be able to retain Gallman. I would love to keep him, but, you know, I don't see how it could happen, to be honest with you, Chris.
Yeah, I agree with you, man. You know, you could plug in another guy, veteran, right?
Yeah.
Backup Saquon. You know, I think we've seen it this year. You got Alfred Morris. You got a guy like Freeman.
Yeah.
I'm talking about if Gallman wasn't here. You know, you could plug in. I don't think you pay. I think Gallman's going to look to get a pretty decent chunk of change, you know?
Yeah. Right. Some team. He should.
You know, and the Giants have Barkley, and they're going to have to pay Barkley. I mean, that's down the road, but so I don't see that. I hate to say it, but not, you know, you could fill in that backup role, you know,
right,
with guys around the league, man. Or even a draft pick down the road, late draft, you know, sixth round, something, you know what I mean? Something like that.
Yeah, right. It's unfortunately.
Or unrestricted free agent.
You know, people say don't.
I'm sorry, Jerry. An undrafted free agent, you know what I mean? Or somebody like that, you know?
Yeah, I mean, people say don't invest high draft picks in running backs. Well, you certainly don't invest a lot of money in backup running backs. So, unfortunately, Gallman, good for him. He's earned it. He's a good kid. You've talked to him seemingly a million times over the last 3 years. But it's you cannot pay your backup running back too much money. It's just the reality of it, not with the salary cap. Two more. Mark Lawrence. With Nate Solder opting out of this season, how does his contract impact our cap for next season? If we, you know what?
Time.
What's that?
Big time.
Yeah.
His cap number this year now goes to next year.
Yeah, it's huge.
But it's in a COVID situation.
It's so big.
Big cap number, brother.
You wonder if he's just going to retire.
Well, you know, Giants are probably privately hoping he does, you know. But he's gone back and forth about it. But I don't know. We'll see. We'll find out next year. If he doesn't, you can't even cut him. It's a huge dead cap hit.
It is huge.
What do? You bring back, let him play right tackle?
Yeah, has to. I mean, you cannot, if he comes back, you're almost forced into playing him. You have to play him. You're paying him so much money.
Cut him.
No.
It's too much of a dead cap.
But I mean, I'm saying he can't even sit on the bench. Like,
he can't sit on a bench at that salary. I mean, unless the guy just can't block anybody, you know?
Yeah.
It's a lot of money to be sitting on a bench. So, you know, I was thinking about that the other day too, Jerry. That popped in my head. Like, what the hell we do with Solder? You know, if he decides to come back, you know,
I think it's right tackle.
You got to look at him at the right tackle spot, right?
Yeah.
He can go to left tackle, Jerry. Thomas ain't moving. Thomas ain't going anywhere, you know?
And he shouldn't.
Right. So that would be an interesting dilemma in this offseason, dude. No?
Yeah, it is. And it's, you hope for the best for him because of the circumstances that he sat out. You know, my God, you got to feel for the guy. But the reality is the business side of this sucks. He comes back and he's a huge cap hit and you're paying him a lot of money. You're going to have to do something with him. You can't trade him. You can't cut him. You're going to have to play him. It's like you said, I think privately they may be kind of hoping for him to retire. It's sad, but it's just the way it is.
Like you just said, this is a business.
Yeah.
I think everybody knows that in the NFL. Right? This is a business.
All right, one more. Harp Adzo, HARPADZO, at House of Havoc. Speaking of the shopping list for the team, who was speaking of that? Speaking of the shopping list for the team, like edge rush, do you guys feel or think Carter and Ximenez, if healthy, will add to that? And for edge, is it better to look for a veteran that's more polished or go for the draft? That's a good question. So, like I said before, Chris always uses the term nice players. Carter's a little more than a nice player. Ximenez right now can't stay healthy. It's like they don't have an impactful edge rusher. I don't know if Carter would have been that guy this year. I was hoping so, but who the hell knows? Would you rather get an edge rusher in the draft, Chris, or in free agency, though, if you upgrade?
Draft, because they're cheaper.
Yeah, right. Yeah. But do you what about the impact on the team, though?
What do you mean the impact?
Oh, you think a free agent could impact them more quickly?
Oh, I mean, obviously a polished free agent will impact them more, but the problem is that you're going to have to pay that polished free agent big money.
Right.
So, yep. You know, I'm not saying I don't want that. I'm just saying you got to remember all that. You know?
Yep. Agree.
So I would like to, you know, if they're going to go that way, you like to see that rookie work on that rookie deal coming in, make a little bit of a difference, you know?
Yeah.
He can make a difference in 4 years before you have to pay him, you know?
Yeah, it's funny, man. We you need one in 1A, receiver, edge rusher. I think, like I said, I think they should go receiver in both free agency and the draft. You need an edge rusher. You need a cornerback number two. That's, I guess, 1B. You can make the argument, dude, that cornerback, edge rusher, wide receiver, pick a name out of a hat, pick that position out of a hat, and that's the most important on the Giants. I know you're steadfast in wide receiver, and rightly so, but edge rusher, cornerback, they need all three of those things. So it's going to be interesting to see what they do free agency-wise and draft. You know, it's almost like I said they should get a receiver in both as almost a plan B, and then with edge rusher, like, you got to upgrade there. You know, I know I like Carter Coughlin, I like Cam Brown, but yeah, you need real impact players, dude. So
yeah, Jerry, if they go wide receiver with the number one pick, they're not gonna. If that's what they're thinking, they're probably not gonna sign a free agent.
Fair enough.
You know,
right.
Big money, you know. Right. So yep. It's gonna be probably one or the other there.
Yeah, that's fair.
Don't get me wrong. I like to say, trust me, Jerry. I wish it was both, but
yeah, I guess that's a good point. Like it'll almost determine like what you see them do in free agency. If they don't sign if they don't sign Robinson or someone, then it's. All right, you know what? They're going first round receiver. So
right. I mean, that's, you got to think of the economics all the time, especially with the cap number going down this year, you know?
Yeah.
Because of COVID. You know? Yep. So that free agency dictates a lot, right, dude?
Yeah, it does.
Like, if they don't touch anybody free agent wide receiver wise, then you say, okay, you know, they could be maybe that's in play, you know?
Yep.
So that, you know, after free agency, you get to dictate a lot. But to me, you know, we've talked about it. To me, they need that impact guy on the outside, man.
Yep.
Bad for Jones.
Oh, big time. Big time. And a tight end. All right.
And a
tight end as well.
Tight end is not going to be up on the list.
I know.
You talking about the draft?
They need another tight end. They need to upgrade.
Oh, but they're not going to draft one high.
I know. I'm sorry. I just have had it. All right. Anything else, pal?
You and a lot of other people.
I know. My God, I can't take it anymore.
No, that's it. Everybody enjoy the game. We'll see what happens Sunday.
Yes, we will. All right. If the Giants make the playoffs, we print Sunday night. If they don't, it'll go out Monday or Tuesday. So there's that. The 1 o'clock game will determine how busy I am or how busy we are on Sunday. So good stuff. All right, Giant fans, to order a subscription to the Giant Insider, go to www.thegiantinsider.com. Go to magster.com for a digital subscription. MAGZTER and download the Giant Insider App Store. All right, guys, comes down to one game. Remember, Sundays are Giant days. Take care, everybody.
Bye-bye, everybody.